But what's the difference between a guy approaching you and falling into the friend category and a guy approaching you and you being attracted to him? What do you think it is that makes you put those guys into separate categories? What makes you put a guy into a friend category and what makes you put a guy into...
Again, I think it's all context. If I met somebody new, I would never assume they were going to be a friend unless they called me, you know, many times and asked me out in complete social situations and never made a move and never asked me out on a date. If I met someone at school or in a club, it could be my friend. I think that they would have to write out, say, let's go on a date. Because there, that any sort of interaction, I would think, is friendly.
Why?
At a club?
No, like a book club, I mean.
Oh. That's very different.
That's different from a club.
Like at a club, you think I want to be your friend?
No, I think a club.
But I think
you know,
that's the context. If you meet someone at the club, I would never think, like, oh, I'm really happy we're going to be friends.
Exactly.
You know, like, you just don't think that. If some guy's approaching me at a club,
that
most
is
times
not friendly.
I think he is into me. Like, he wants to go
what
on a date.
Makes you into him? I'm trying to say, like, how,
they have to
how
have,
do you
like,
say...
confidence. They have to have, like, an air about them. You can have someone, even, like, there's two ways. You could either be attracted to them, and then you're into them. Or they could just, like, have this confidence about you that you start talking to them and... again, just draw you into a conversation that you just mm-hmm. really like talking to them and have a good time. You just get wrapped up in them at the club or wherever you may be.
Okay. If it's at a nightclub, I guess they need to be a little bit distant as well. They have to feel comfortable walking away from you because they know you're not going anywhere. Stay in eyesight. See if I keep looking at him, wanting him to come back. And
so are those your signals that show your interest? It's just looking back at him?
Yeah, I do everything with my eyes.
Everything with your eyes.
Yeah,
how about
you touch
you?
A lot. If I'm talking, I'll like
touch their
if
arm.
If I touch your arm, mm-hmm. I'm in.
Because but what about with guys who you're friends with? Do you touch their arm as well?
No.
Well, people I just meet at like in general, who which
no, like at a bar. If there's a guy you really enjoyed the conversation,
oh,
but
yeah,
you know
I'll probably still touch his arm.
But do you touch him differently? A guy that you're interested in, do you touch differently? Mm. Are you less comfortable?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not as outgoing.
Yeah, I'm less chatty with somebody I'm interested in. And that's when I would use my eyes to flirt with them because I can't really think of anything to say, but I want them to get my number.
But that's when the guy needs to step it up and be like, because you're not going to talk. So that's when they need to like be funny. That's when they need to like get you out of your shell.
Exactly.
And show that they understand you, which is exactly.
Yeah.
Like taking care of you, exactly.
And ask questions, but don't ask questions that are going to stump us.
Yeah, or don't ask questions
I just hate
like,
that.
What? Don't quiz us on, like, what do you do for a living? Like, everyone asks that question. It's boring. Like, just be like, I know it's going to sound really hard, but, like, be a little bit original with your questions. Like, ask a funny some question.
Yeah.
So what if a guy came up to you and said, can I, you know, ask you guys your opinion on something? My friend he has his girlfriend who just cheated on him once. And said she's never going to do it again. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, asking those type of questions.
It gets good banter going. You become kind of comfortable with them pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. You need a central topic of conversation. You're right. You need to present something that you can have a conversation about.
Yeah. Well, I always tell my clients that they should actually... I don't like canned material. I don't like borrowed banter from, you know, other people. But there's nothing wrong with... having 10 lines in your head that you can say. Because sometimes people get nervous and they can't think of things off the cuff. So there's certain things that they can pull from if they need to have the conversation where they can practice in front of the mirror or by an audio recorder and actually tape their voice and see if they're boring themselves and they're boring the other people that they're around.
Those questions
are kind of
good
because
then you can approach not more than one girl, but you know when it's a girl and a friend, you can approach girls with their friends with those type of questions. You can't approach a girl and her friend and be like, so, what do? You know,
yeah,
like,
you can't just go up to them because you need to include both people.
Yeah, so if you ask a question like that, it kind of can get a group talking.
It's engaging.
Engaging, get everyone talking. Then after a while, if the one girl's into you, she'll make
she'll
her friend
stick
go
around.
Away.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
That's one thing, actually, that I wanted to say because I talk about this thing called the help me eyes, which I'm sure that you know about. I would say most women know about.
Yeah.
When you're talking to a guy you're not really interested, you give the help me eyes, another girl comes in, saves you and pulls you away from that guy. And just for guys to know and for you to know that if a girl is really into you, she will ditch all of her friends. She'll stay at the club. She'll find a way to get in contact with you. There's no friend that has an absolute emergency. And if there is and she has to leave,
she comes right back.
She comes right back. Or she gets your phone number or makes sure.
Your phone number or something.
Yeah, exactly. So there are, it's just other women being nice about excusing themselves. Because a lot of women can't be mean. Some women can be very mean and shoot guys down right away. But most are pretty nice people.
And if, she'll leave, then she won't come back.